Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raisin Cane's. The party is saved!
Peter? Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Once again, Song of the Day, Back in Black by AC/DC from 1980. 464-56851. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Steve, lead us off.
Come on.
Steve, lead us off.
Bill.
Yeah, lead us off. I led last time.
Okay. I don't know if you did.
He did.
Jake knows.
I remember everything. He did.
Put on a sweatshirt.
Put on a sweatshirt. Give me some honey mustard.
Your turkey. Your leftover turkey.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, be honest.
Sure.
We have honesty on this show.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in work mode and I'm not like really in party mode, like the fans coming from all corners of the earth. I'm kind of in work mode, so the song didn't do much for me. And it never has.
What if it wasn't? But you like AC/DC.
I do, Jake. It's a good song.
You like Shoot the Thrill, you always say.
God, you're smart. You do remember stuff. Yeah, that song is incredible. Yeah, it's a good song. For about 3 seconds, I was like, okay.
3 seconds of good.
It's yeah.
Good.
I'll go 7.255. It's a good.
That's not a bad score.
Good game day song.
Hey, Bill?
Good game day song. It's one of the most iconic albums ever.
Okay.
AC/DC Back in Black.
Did you have it?
That had just, oh yeah. That was right in our wheelhouse, Steve. It was right in the wheelhouse. That was incredible times. I'm with Steve. You really wanted to just love the song and then you really don't. I mean, it's kind of there. It was definitely okay. I like
kind of there.
You'd listen to it because it's like it was part of the cassette tape. This would have been cassette tape time for me. This would have been listening to a lot of cassette.
In your bathroom?
Yeah, that what's that?
The bathroom out.
The loudmouth too. Yeah, that
going out the bathroom.
I set it up in there and then my basketball hoop is outside. So I cranked that baby up.
God, you got listen tolerant.
Head east, flat as a pancake. And hit pop that baby in.
Yes.
I was making I was raining jumpers with that.
Oh. Were you raining
jumpers with that? Yes.
Gooseneck.
Solid 6.94.
Okay.
Just solid. Never freaked out. It's not walk up. Who's with us? We have a stranger here.
Guest in the studio with me is Jeff Essink. He's become a Black Friday regular on the show.
Not really a stranger. I've talked to him over 100 times. So
Jeff Essink, of course, is the owner-operator of Farrell's in Lincoln, Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping. And also,
fitness.
Also, I would believe the biggest anti-Iowa Hawkeyes
fan
in the history of the world. That's you.
That's you. Right.
I watch college football for two reasons.
Oh boy.
Nebraska to win and Iowa to lose.
Jake takes a lot of happiness. I do. I think Jake is just as happy over a team losing than his team winning.
Yeah, Patriots lose. It's a good day for me.
Why do you have that disdain for the Hawkeyes?
Because I lived there for 38 years. And
you would think you would be a sort of a fan.
No. Before we were in the Big Ten. Okay. It was kind of irrelevant. Like, nobody said anything because they never played, so it wasn't a big deal. It's more like Nebraska, Iowa State. Mm-hmm. But once Nebraska went into the Big Ten, if I had a dollar for every time I heard "Welcome to the Big Ten," I would be retired. That's all I heard for years. For years, welcome to. It's just obnoxious. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Jake. 10 on the song. Because of the irony of the song, because one, that's the song that Iowa plays when they come out.
I didn't even know that.
People are giving me crap.
Well, I didn't know that. I forgot about that.
Give
me
crap.
In my defense, I was in a different state of mind at the start of that football game last year. Remember that.
So that's what they listen to, right? And then we go to the blackout game, and here comes Back in Black, and my phone just is lit up with my Iowa friends just. Oh, you want to be Iowa so bad. This is what I deal with, right?
You've been through hell. You've been through, nine out of 10 years or something?
I've been to four Iowa-Nebraska games. Four.
Okay.
Three of them they lost on a walk-off field goal. Okay. And then the one we blew a 21-9 lead.
And you're going today?
I'm going today.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jeff. We're going to lose again.
Here's why. I have extreme FOMO. Like, if we were to win today and I'm not there, I need to take about 365 pictures so I can post one every single day. So, and you guys also, how much love should we give Coach Bush, right?
A lot.
He's the one who got the last dub against him.
The DC that got the W in 2022. I mean, you just can't give him enough credit.
No, that's very kind of you. The kids played really hard.
Sacking dudes.
They were sacking dudes.
We had some sack fumbles. Yep. We had a couple of them.
A great game.
Couple sack fumbles.
I kind of feel like Trey Palmer.
Yeah.
I woke up pissed.
I'm just mad today.
You move like Trey Palmer,
I'm angry.
Too. He's the same. He just glides down the field.
He glided in here. I remember last year, and he was here. He left directly from here to go to the game because the game was
tonight.
He
drove to Iowa City,
and you were so excited. I mean, your tail was wagging. You couldn't wait. And I'm watching the game, and I was thinking of you. Jeff. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, fumble! Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff. Then here it comes. Field goal. It's a long one though.
Yep.
Probably okay here. No.
It was rough, but we're ready.
You told us, Jeff, that the game was cold, but you were warm because you were winning. Then when the Johnson run happened, you got a little colder. Then the fumble got really cold, and the field goal. Now you're freezing because this isn't fun anymore. Yeah.
Caleb Johnson breaks five tackles.
That play was ridiculous.
Five tackles.
Yeah.
But well, you see, guys, that's what they do, right? It's like, and I'm sure most Husker fans will agree with me, like, at no point in the 3 hours of this game can any...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Any of us feel comfortable.
Okay.
At no point.
No.
Even the game we won, we're up 24-0.
Yeah, and then they start all of a sudden, back.
We fumble. They score. It's like
the offense came
this, is, this is like trying to do an exorcism here. Like, what they're hard the heck to kill. Is happening?
I was hard to kill.
Hard to kill, yeah.
You can't kill them.
They're hard to kill.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Jeff, you are here to also promote a big special with Farrell's Extreme Body Shape. And what's Fitness. Going on for Black Friday today?
All right, so we got our 10-week challenge that starts January. Everybody's wanting New Year's resolutions to be healthy. But our Black Friday deal, we have 40% off the 10-week challenge.
Hello.
So instead of 40%
off, guys.
40% off. So it's $269.40 for the 10-week challenge. And not only that, you can start Monday and get 6 weeks for free leading all the way to the 10-week challenge.
Oh, wow. You want to do it. Fitness. Would you recommend right now, Jeff, that people just get ready to start in January and just be complete gluttons up until Christmas? Or would you think maybe jump on things a little bit now?
Yeah, let's ease into it.
Ease into it.
Get your feet wet.
So I can talk firsthand about this and what Jeff's saying. So there's people out there right now going, I don't know if this is a lot for me to go. A group workout, not my deal. It's hard. When I went in, they're like, no. They modify everything. Because when I started, it wasn't right at the starting point. They were already rolling.
Yeah.
And so I had to, they're like, no, just modify this, do this. And they're great about it. You feel, and then you become a family. I just talked about Paul Scheel and the friendship that we made through being there. And then you get that accountability of like, I have to go.
Oh God.
Yeah. You do because I go, no, because if you show up the next time and you're not there, you're like going, where were you Tuesday? That's a joke. And so it's fun, but they do not make it uncomfortable. No, it's really cool.
Bill being the partner that'd be hardcore.
Extreme accountability.
Yeah,
too.
Extreme accountability.
There's a lot of kicking.
What are you doing, joke book?
I would. I'd say it to people.
Are you even punching?
I'd give them
You call that a punch?
Hey, must be well rested, huh?
Call that a kick, huh?
Yeah.
Bill's ready to throw hands. He's ready. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, oh, Jeff.
Yeah, so, wow. I had my own set of boxing gloves I had in my car. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's amazing to get out of my gear and stuff. Yeah.
Jeff, how do people get this 40%? Where do they go to get the deal?
All right, so you can do two ways. You can go to fxblincoln.com, or you could, if you have any questions, you can text me directly, okay? 402.
Hang on.
He's writing it down. He probably has your number, but just.
I think it's in my phone, I know, but give it to me again.
Oh, I'm writing it down too, Jeff.
402.
Okay.
310-4026. And cool. I'm working today. I'll be at the game. If somebody's texting me a question, I'll be out there with my hands freezing, just replying back.
Yeah. Because I'm ready. He's a businessman and a fan at the same time.
That's right.
That's what you do.
A business fan. Is important.
How do you feel about today's game?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Honesty time.
Farrell's?
I don't feel good.
God, you're honest. Why?
Well, because, and I know, like, you guys were talking about Cignetti earlier, how he was just like, oh, these guys haven't played here. You know, like, oh, you never won at Penn State. He's like, so, these guys never play here. It's not so much about Nebraska. It's more about what Iowa does to you, right? We've been talking about this. It's just like, they're so boring. I think they just bore you to death.
Mm-hmm. They kind of do.
Yeah, and they just wait for you to make a mistake. Yeah. And unfortunately, we make mistakes.
I know.
At critical moments. One of the telling things is in 2021, when we were up 21-9.
Okay.
We were doing Thunderstruck. Oh, everybody's fired up in the fourth quarter. Uh-huh. Iowa was huddled up, and Ferentz was there probably just saying, guys, just relax. Just, we got it. We got it. First play of the fourth quarter, they block a punt for a touchdown.
Yep, remember that.
Then our next possession.
Was that the Logan Smothers?
Yes, it was Smothers, correct.
Then our next possession, we fumble. Then our next possession, they get a safety.
They just wait. It's like Ferentz tells them, they'll mess something up.
Hopefully we can reverse the trend. I think Latif's mobility gives us a pretty good, it's a little bit better chance.
Gives you a lot.
It gives you a lot. With Iowa's pass rush, you know, it's like he has to have escapability. And
They're not real nimble.
No,
the Iowa's defensive line. It's not a real athletic defensive front.
They just always seem to be in the right place at the right time. And if you look if you look at what their defense has done, I mean, they played Indiana to the final minute. Mm-hmm. They played Oregon to the final
USC.
Second. They had, I mean, and we would say if that was our schedule. Like, if we're playing Oregon and Indiana, are we coming down to the wire, Sip?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say that they would.
Probably
not. But it's hard to say they would. Yeah.
But I'll be there. And I'll be cheering, but I will have trepidation for
You said something
hours.
Really critical off air, that Iowa lives for this game.
Well, we all know the famous comment that Sean Eichhorst made in 2014.
Which was what, Jeff, for buying a season?
Yes, tell us that, Jeff.
Well, after Bo Pelini was fired, after we just won our last overtime game ever, he said,
this is horrible. Yeah.
They said, Coach, you just beat Iowa to get your ninth win. And he said, well, we had to look at where Iowa was as a program and where Nebraska is as a program. Boy. And we had to ask ourselves, do we want to be where Iowa is? And ever since then,
you think there was a curse. There's been a curse.
I just think they live for this. And then we hear about it all year. Jake hears it from his family. I hear it from friends. It's nonstop. Miserable. Agony.
Oh, Bill, can you imagine being a fan on the other end of that Iowa fan? That is a shot.
Oh, yes. That's a
major
shot.
Like, I totally get where Iowa fan would be upset. Totally get it.
And well, they've lost exactly one time since that comment was made. Once.
You know, a lot of the Iowa fans will, and like, you're friends with a couple Iowa guys on the radio, you know, they'll tell you that comment not only sent Nebraska in a tailspin, but it kind of re-energized the Ferentz era.
Oh, that's great. Right? Thanks, Eichhorst. Well,
thanks, Sean.
You did a great job here.
It's just really iconic time here.
So anyway.
Thanks for all you did.
Let's talk to him.
I don't mean to be a Debbie.
See if you wish you didn't make this statement.
I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer.
No, you're not. This is good radio.
You're picking
Iowa. But I am excited.
Yeah.
But
it's fine. It's reality. We're talking about reality, and that's perfectly fine.
He is Jeff Essink from Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping, fxblincoln.com for 40% off.
Yep.
Jeez.
For Black Friday.
Fitness and friends.
And
and football.
We hope
and football.
We hope that for your sake that
I would do this, though. Try to avoid Jeff's classes. They're a lot harder. He does it to you on purpose. He kind of pushes the envelope a little bit on purpose.
Especially after a loss.
Yes, he does.
Because he's the boss.
Takes it on you. Thank you, Jeff. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys.
Hour 2 is next. David Eicholt from Iowa 24/7 Sports is next. An early break in the ticket.